As Maryland's public universities lay out plans for the rest of the summer, the support staff, people who provide essential services at many of those institutions, say their school's leaders have often treated them as afterthoughts. From housekeeping to IT, support staff say only the safety of students and faculty are being considered amid the pandemic. And yesterday, state lawmakers heard from the labor union that represents those workers. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
At Frostburg State University, clear plastic shower curtains hang around staff desks in financial aid and admissions offices to prevent staff and students from passing COVID-19 between them. Blair Nouse is the school's chemistry lab manager and a member of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Labor Union. He said the shower curtains are an example of one of several protective measures that were meant to be temporary but were never replaced with something permanent. Another example,
our members were scheduled to transport COVID-19 positive students to Quality Inn off campus for quarantine using a university van retrofitted with plastic sheeting and duct tape.
When the union raised concerns about that plan, now said management's solution was to bring in non-union workers for the task. Now said a major reason for the problems is that the union was left out of conversations about the school's reopening plans.
Frostburg formed 14 different subcommittees to plan for the reopening of campus. Labor was not involved until the plan had been finalized and they had begun implementation.
He said that lack of communication persists now, a month after students returned to campus for the fall semester.
We were just given a furlough plan on Monday, after months of circulating it on campus, but management had been refusing to discuss it. In its current form, all of our employees face temporary salary reductions.
Union representatives spoke Wednesday with members of the House Appropriations and Senate Budget and Taxation Committees. They said the union has been left out of COVID-19 planning discussions at several state universities. Stuart Katzenberg is the director of collective bargaining for AFSCME in Maryland. He called negotiations at St. Mary's College of Maryland, quote, completely hostile.
They resisted any calls for mandatory testing and said they would only test unless the governor made them.
At Bowie State University, the administration repurposed an old dorm to quarantine COVID-positive students without telling the union. Initially, the only indication was a note taped to the building's door warning staff not to enter without personal protective equipment.
Our members refused to work it because they were not given proper PPE or trained at Bowie.
Katzenberg called on the University System of Maryland, the parent system overseeing 12 institutions, to develop consistent health and safety policies across its campuses. For now, every campus makes its own operational decisions.
We've seen a very subjective micro approach to the health and safety within departments and divisions across campuses. But that isn't what we need here. We need a policy that protects everyone, that makes sense, it's efficient and uniform.
University System of Maryland Chancellor Jay Perman, who spoke before union leaders, said his administration has been, quote, intensely engaged with them.
We established the principle very early on that we were going to try to protect our employees, all of our employees, as much as possible, especially our staff, especially our lower paid staff. That was established as a principle. And that's the way everyone has behaved.
Perman said the university system has set baselines for each institution to follow. But the schools within the system vary in size, location, and types of students. So, Perman said, the leaders of each school need to be able to set their own policies. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.